KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's cloudy, breezy, and 65 degrees in Atlantic. We picked up just over 3/4 of an inch of rainfall here at the KJAN studios at 77 1/100 of an inch. We look for scattered showers and thunderstorms to be ending this morning. Skies will be mostly cloudy for the balance of the day, but then showers and thunderstorms will redevelop this afternoon and this evening. Some of those storms later on this evening could be severe. We expect a high today near 87. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. The shower activity now is primarily east of Highway 48, with just a few sprinkles between Adair, Messina, Bridgewater, and Fontenelle. The bulk of the activity is now toward central and south-central Iowa, around the Maxburg area and further east. In our news this morning, U.S. Highway 34 in Adams County was reported to be blocked in both directions west of Corning due to an accident. The Iowa DOT said the road is blocked between County Road N26 and Exit 62 or Highway 148. No other details are currently available. Severe thunderstorms that rolled through northwest and western Iowa overnight caused a substantial amount of damage. The Montgomery County Emergency Management Agency, part of the roof was blown off the power plant in Villisca at around 3:45 a.m. today. There was also damage to a chicken plant southwest of Villisca, and large tree branches fell in the city. In northwest Iowa's Pocahontas County, extensive tree damage was reported to have occurred at around 12:50 a.m. today in Fonda. In Calhoun County, 12-inch diameter tree limbs succumbed to thunderstorm winds in Manson. Further north in Palo Alto County, thunderstorm wind damage was reported to trees in Emmitsburg. Winds in Mallard gusted up to 65 miles per hour. In north central Iowa, extensive tree damage was reported all across Kossuth County due to straight line winds, with Algona, Sway City, Burt, Laverne, and Bancroft specifically mentioned as hard hit areas. In Winnebago County, a large tree was uprooted near Lake Mills, with a few trees falling onto parked vehicles. Winds in the area were clocked at up to 70 miles per hour. And in Worth County, Highway 65 was blocked by downed power lines in both directions earlier this morning. Police in Red Oak arrested a woman on drug charges this morning. 19-year-old Shelby Cheyenne Musland of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 1 a.m. on charges that include possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. Musland was being held at the Montgomery County Jail on $1,000 bond. Police in Red Oak Wednesday arrested a man wanted on Pottawatomie County warrants for assault causing bodily injury and criminal mischief in the fifth degree. 42-year-old James Reed Mitroff II of Red Oak was arrested at around 6:40 p.m. and brought to the Montgomery County Jail, where his bond was set at $2,300. Mitroff was being held in the jail pending extradition to Pottawatomie County. Police in Council Bluffs report three people were injured when a southbound SUV went out of control, crossed the median of Interstate 29, and rolled over before colliding with a 2012 Subaru in the northbound lanes Wednesday afternoon. Authorities said the driver of the 1999 Chevy Blazer, 32-year-old Kyle Yost of Omaha, and his passenger, Dasha Lethan of Council Bluffs, were ejected as their vehicle rolled over. Yost suffered a skull fracture and several other injuries. Lethan complained of pain in her back. The driver of the Subaru, 23-year-old Cassandra Garrow of Rochelle, Illinois, complained of back, chest, and leg pain. All three were transported to Creighton University Hospital by Council Bluffs Rescue. That accident happened at around 2:25 p.m. near the 52-mile marker of Interstate 29 south of the 9th Avenue exit in Council Bluffs. The accident resulted in northbound I-29 being closed to traffic for about an hour yesterday. Crash remains under investigation by the Council Bluffs Police Department's traffic unit. Council Bluffs officers were assisted at the scene by the Iowa State Patrol. Elsewhere in the news, a personal watercraft exploded Tuesday on Black Hawk Lake in Sac County, sending two people to the hospital. 40-year-old Chris Foreman, 41-year-old his wife Angie of Omaha, were operating the personal watercraft when it flipped over. After finally being able to get the vessel upright, gasoline apparently leaked into the engine compartment, causing it to explode while being started shortly after 11 a.m. Tuesday. Both of the passengers were thrown into the water by the blast, but they were wearing life jackets. They were taken to a hospital in Sac City and kept for observation overnight. The Lakeview Fire Department, Lakeview Police Department, and Sac County Sheriff's Department assisted at the scene. In our funeral announcements, David John Behrens, age 66 of Harlan, died Saturday in Omaha. Funeral services for David Behrens will be this morning at 10:30 at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Jacksonville. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Clifford Cruz, age 59, of Harlan, died Monday. A mass of Christian burial for Clifford Cruz will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Martha Renfell, age 90, of Indianola and formerly of Audubon, died May 29th. A Celebration of Life memorial service for Martha Renfell will be on Friday at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Vernal Henriksen, age 104, of Harlan, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Vernal Henriksen will be Saturday at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Charles Jacobs, age 84, of Harlan, died Tuesday. A mass of Christian burial for Charles Jacobs will be Saturday at 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan, with Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan in charge of arrangements. Nick Revis, age 72, of Atlantic, died June 26th. Graveside services for Nick Revis will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Maple Hill Cemetery at College Springs. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Forrest Tighe, age 90, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Allen House. Memorial services for Forrest Tighe will be this Saturday at 1:30 at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home is assisting the family. Steve Christensen, age 69, of Atlantic, died Tuesday in Iowa City. Memorial services for Steve Christensen will be Saturday at 2:30 at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. And James Stephen Wolfe, aged 38, of Minden, died Sunday. Funeral services for James Wolfe will be Saturday at 3 o'clock at the United Church of Christ in Minden. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.